This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone and flagged off various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal. These include the extended port gate system at Balaghat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal.
Balaghat mein banne wala extended port gate system Hooghly aur aaspaas ke ilaqon ke liye naye avsaron ka dwar kholega. Isse Kolkata shahar mein traffic aur logistic ka dabav kam hoga. Ganga ji par jo jalmarg bana hai उसके जरिए कार्गो मूवमेंट और बढ़ेगा. ये पूरा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर हुगली को वेयरहाउसिंग और ट्रेडिंग हब बनाने में मदद करेगा.
Later, addressing a public rally in Singur, the Prime Minister said the central government is consistently working to support the youth, farmers and women of West Bengal. He stated that several welfare schemes launched by the centre are aimed at improving livelihoods and creating opportunities across the state. But the Prime Minister alleged that the state government has been blocking the implementation of these central schemes, preventing benefits from reaching the people. He emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens.
Aaj Bharat mein hum multimodal connectivity aur green mobility par bahut bal de rahe hain. Seamless transportation sambhav ho sake iske liye port, nadi jalmarg, highway aur airports in sabhi ko आपस में कनेक्ट किया जा रहा है. इससे लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट और ट्रांसपोर्टेशन में लगने वाले टाइम दोनों में कमी आ रही है. हमारी कोशिश ये भी है कि हमारे ट्रांसपोर्ट के माध्यम नेचर फ्रेंडली भी हो.
Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district of Assam. He said the 86-kilometre long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. Speaking at the launch of development works in Kaliabor, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park but the soul of Assam. Mr. Modi also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor, Nagaon district, Assam. Union Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Jitan Ram Manjhi, has described MSMEs as the backbone of the country's development. Mr. Manjhi said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of PM Vishwakarma Hat 2026 in New Delhi today. He said the event is providing a platform to the artisans for branding and marketing their products. Highlighting the PM Vishwakarma Yojana, Mr. Manjhi said that this scheme is a medium of ending unemployment in the country. Delhi Police cyber team has busted an interstate investment fraud syndicate, arresting 8 notorious cyber fraudsters. According to the Additional Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCP Abhimanyu Poswal, the gang's modus operandi involved luring people into fake investment schemes by contacting them via WhatsApp calls. He added that the main handlers were operating from Cambodia. Mr. Poswal said that they have recovered 10 mobile phones, 13 SIM cards and multiple bank accounts from the accused. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in a remote forest area in Kishtwar district today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the encounter broke out at Singpur village of the Kishtwar district. The gunfight was on when reports last came in. More details are awaited. European Union leaders have opposed the US President Donald Trump's Greenland takeover plans and tariff threats, with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola saying the EU supports Denmark and Greenland, emphasizing that the island's sovereignty cannot be changed by the tariffs and the measures against NATO allies announced today will not help in ensuring security in the Arctic. In men's cricket, the decisive third and final ODI match of the series is underway between India and New Zealand at Holkar Stadium in Indore. Put into bat first, New Zealand were 285 for 5 in 44.6 overs in reports last game in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.